Hello everybody, welcome to another Experience Gills. I'm joined by Ben.
Hello!
My fearless leader, how are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Enjoying recording some stuff with you tonight, Cameron. What are we looking at now?
So, this time we are actually looking at the PS4 release of...
And Xbox One.
Release of Ascension or Triple O Ascension. I'm unclear of like which way round this is calling it, so I'm calling it Ooh.
It's a really weird name. It's like little case O, capital O, little case O, isn't it? I don't know how you're meant to pronounce that.
Well, if you type something in all capitals, you yell it. So is it Ooh?
Yes. From now on, that is definitely the name of the game.
Cool. Okay. Now, this is probably the first time that which you've been recording that I know of for me that we've both played the same game.
I think it's happened before, but it doesn't happen as often as I'd like, but yes. It's kind of cool. We both had a chance to play this. It's like a little 3D puzzle game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say a platformer, because it's like really only like one platform to be on, isn't it? But it's a speedrun arcade shooty racy kind of game, really, isn't it? I don't even know how to kind of explain that. You pilot a little ship through a series of short the difficult levels. The difficulty goes up exponentially, and you have to get through the levels as quick as time as possible. You can't touch any of the walls, any of the objects like laser beams and things like that, and also get that 3 out of 3 stars, you know. To get the shortest time possible.
It's a puzzle maze game, isn't it? It's like, what, you remember those games you had when you were a kid where you'd roll the ball through the maze and then it would have to drop it through the hole at the end? It's kind of like that, but you can't touch the walls while you do it. So,
yeah, God, I mean, I can't play any of those games normally, but I can play this fine, but those handheld games I sucked at. Because it gets to a point, I don't know how far you really got. I think you said, about halfway through the levels you're getting really through it and you're getting
I beat the first two worlds.
First full two worlds, okay. Yeah. So I got about nearly double the distance you got to. And it slowly started becoming like rage inducing at one point. I spent a good half an hour on one level at one point, I guarantee you that. Visually and actually audibly, it's actually quite nice.
It's very clean, isn't it? It's got a real clean aesthetic.
Yeah, because the entire world are all 3D spheres that you kind of race around in for these races. So it's not like a top-down, flat platform you're dealing with. So sometimes you can't see something coming later on in the race. That's what I quite like, because that. Sometimes you can look at a level first and go, oh, okay, so that's going to happen here and here. But this way, it's a little air of mystery, like, halfway through.
Well, it's about learning the pattern, isn't it? It's acknowledging that you will have to fail a bunch before you can do it well, and then repeat until you get the 3 stars, and it's just learning each level, like, completely. Because you can't... With the later ones, there's no way you can complete a level first go, because you just won't be able to react quick enough. So no. you have to know what's coming.
Absolutely. Now, because we had two different platforms, I don't think the gameplay would be too different, really, between the two. Which was actually a bit of a shame, because apparently there is a co-op mode, annoyingly we live halfway up the country, so it's a split-screen co-op mode available.
Right. Okay.
So I would have actually loved to have a go, side by side, because that would have been awesome.
Like a race, I take
A legit race, like next to each other. Apparently.
And you're like shouting at each other, and yeah, that would be fun. That would be really cool, sort of adversarial way of playing the game.
There'll be a couple of elbows thrown here and there, you know, the usual.
Oh yeah.
But in the end, it will culminate in love.
okay, all right.
It's like when you finally finish. I was gonna say, in that love that you share between those people, you know, when you've both finished an equally hard game, that's what I meant.
I thought you meant.
No. Well, there's always something between us that we won't admit to, but Absolutely. It's fine. But it's like the first time I finally managed to get through Dark Souls 2 and all of its like DLCs as well, right, was a stress, and like the feeling of finally finishing it was like nothing I'd ever had, and like I only have one other person I know of who's done the same as me, so we had this shared experience, and I was like, oh my god, yes, finally. I mean, I can't see there being very much of an online versus mode in this sort of thing.
No, because I think it would probably be too difficult to sync it up because of all the quick restarts and stuff. That is one thing that's very important to mention, that you can restart each level really, really quickly. It's actually like, you know, you'd be mad to use the checkpointing because you need to get really quick times through this, through these things. So like a Super Meat Boy level, you can just jump back to the start with a press of a button, can't you? And, yeah, and try again and again and again and again until you get it.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, online, I think the maximum I see anything happening to that would be like an online high score system, where there will be just one dude who's got it down to like 2 seconds before anyone else, and you'll be sat there like for the rest of your life going, I will never be as good as this man at this game.
Yeah, just like, how did you do that? How is that even possible? Because there's some fun mechanics in this game. Like, there's not a lot you can do with your ship other than, like, you can boost or slow yourself down. Obviously, the inclination to try and get through the levels as quickly as possible is to try and do as much of it as possible boosting. But that obviously brings a higher risk of hitting an obstacle or the wall.
So, yeah, I don't have that kind of hand-eye dexterity to get it at that last minute to that, or at least that. Like, there's a couple of levels like really early on, and maybe in like World 2, where you can just jam on the booster at one point once you've got used to the whole the scenario and stuff moving a couple of times.
Yeah.
Just to get those extra starts. But to complete the entire game with basically the right trigger taped down, like, that's shooting yourself in the foot before a race. there's no way I can do it.
What I was trying to do technique-wise was boost and then slam on the brake and like pull off the hard turn at the last second and then boost again. That's kind of how I was trying to do it. But
if you get
tricky.
If you get the technique down, you'll be a god at this.
Yeah.
But I'm a clumsy 29-year-old man from England who's overweight. I have no technique to anything, pretty much.
Well, it's good of you to admit that, Cam. I mean, I'm not the only one that can see that. So
if you can't love yourself, then who's going to love
you? That's your
you?
Problem. It's too much self-love, isn't it, Cameron? Let's be honest. That's got you where you are today.
And now we're back to the sexual thing.
I like this game, though.
Why does it always end like this?
How is it pronounced again? Ooh, Ascension is a fun little puzzle platformer. Well, not platformer. Puzzle maze game. I really like it. I think it's built well, it runs well, it's got some good level design, it's very tight, nice visual aesthetic. Yeah, it's a cool little game.
Yeah, it was quite strange that it took so long for it to come out on the PlayStation. This, because it came out, I think, about 2 weeks ago. But the Steam version, and I think the Xbox version, I think it's the Xbox version, came out around about sort of October time.
Right, okay.
Or it might have been actually the Nintendo Switch, actually.
Who knows? I mean, I will tell you this, it's not as easy as flicking a switch to port a game between consoles. There is quite a lot of work that goes into it, so it could just be the case of, you know, when resources allow. But I'm glad it's now available on everything. It's a cool little game.
You're darn right. So yeah, thank you everybody for listening in. So that has been Ooh, Ascension, the PS4 and Xbox release. I've been Cameron, and this has also been Ben. Thank you for joining me again.
Yeah, it's been great.
So you can actually catch Ben on Twitter at DIYE, and you can catch us at Experience Kills as well on Twitter. We have a lot more coming. You can listen into us as well on Spotify and any other good podcast platform. Where else can we be found, Ben?
Well, most importantly, it's YouTube. So please give us a like and subscribe on YouTube. That's literally all we ask for. We don't cover you these videos in advertising or, you know, ask you to go and pay for a Patreon or whatever like that. Just like and subscribe, just so more people can hopefully enjoy this fantastic content.
Absolutely. So thanks, everyone. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.